Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. This is your hostess, Linda C. Shaw, creative vocal entrepreneur and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound, coming together with you today to give a shout out to a very deserving organization who are examples of random acts of kindness and are sharing acts of kindness surrounded by the gift of love. This is February, our love month, so I am honored to share this information with you, and we will have a Black History moment from the past that is sure to delight your spirit and for you to remember then and to celebrate this awesome woman right now. And finally, a few tidbits on love lines, the perfect gift of love for your special someone. Let's begin with Sisters Enterprise, which is a local Aurora, Colorado nonprofit whose mission is not only to celebrate individuals who perform random acts of kindness, but to demonstrate it in every facet of this organization's mission. Their mission statement states, "Our religion is simple. Our religion is kindness." Did you know February 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day, and February 14th through the 20th is Random Acts of Kindness Week? To honor this timeless celebration, Sisters Enterprise is offering what they call a deserving wedding. I'm going to say that again. Those who intend to honor Christ through the bond of marriage, listen in. Enter to win a deserving wedding. Looking for applicants to enter for a chance to win an all-expense-paid wedding for up to 150 guests. I'll say that again. An all-expense-paid wedding for up to 150 guests. What you need to do is tell them in 500 words or less why you and your fiancé deserve this wedding. Applicants will be judged on the needs and sincerity of their hearts. Now, you need to send your entry to Wilma at wjones2@live.com. Again, that is Wilma at wjones2@live.com. wjones2@live.com. Or Carl at carl.thornton@gmail.com. That is Carl, carl.thornton@gmail.com. Or Eleanor@Eleanor_Reynolds@hotmail.com. That is Eleanor. Send it to Eleanora_Reynolds@hotmail.com. You have three different individuals who are looking out for your bid to win a deserving wedding. All expense paid wedding for up to 150 guests. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that an act of kindness? Isn't that a true act of love of someone loving their brother as Christ loves us? Thank you so much, Sisters Enterprise, for being an example of God's love and a strong community leader. And for being a strong community leader. For more information about this noteworthy organization, visit their website at sistersenterprise.weebly.com. sistersenterprise.weebly.com. I have a love poem that I am going to add in today to just seal this off just so sweetly. Well, I'm hoping it will, and I hope you enjoy it. So, keep love on your mind, not only the love that you have for your spouse, your children, your family, your friends, but also never forget our greatest love, our true love, and that is God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this.
The gift of love. Loving you has changed me in the most unexpected ways. I see hope in a rainbow, laughter in the sun, peace in the valley. And I know God's grace has fallen upon our lives, our tomorrows, our love. I find joy in the sunrise and promise when it sets. My soul is satisfied, and baby, there are no regrets. There is purity in your eyes, candy canes in your smile, and when I feel the touch of your hand, the connection warms and electrifies. How I thank God for sending me you. My prayer, my hope, is that your life has been changed too. And when you think of me, you marvel at the colors you now see. And there's a brilliance, a radiance that pours inside your soul and inexplicably, unexpectedly, you understand there can be no one else but me. Our spirits soar and dance to the melody of our love. In us, through us, for us. Before the foundation of the world, we were meant to be. You, my love, and me. How I love you.
That particular poem and many others like it are in my newest release, Love Lines by Linda C. Shaw, available on Amazon.com and Audible.com. You got a taste of my audio experience in the selection titled The Gift of Love. Don't forget, get your bids in for that deserving wedding because you deserve to have one. And as an extra incentive, the blessed bride and groom will also have a personalized poem written by praise poet Linda C. Shaw. And now for our Black History Moment. We are going back to year 2022. I'm excited to share today's Black History Moment, for I chose an icon who is alive and well right now. Our very first African American, Black American First Lady, Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama. Born January 17, 1964, a mere 4 days and 8 years after moi. Michelle Obama, an American attorney and author who served as the First Lady of the United States from 2009 to 2017. 8 glorious and I'm sure transformational and challenging years. She was the first African-American woman to serve in this position. She is the wife of former President Barack Obama. Raised on the south side of Chicago, Illinois, Obama is a graduate of Princeton University and Harvard Law School. In her early legal career, she worked at the law firm Sidley Austin, where she met Barack Obama. She subsequently worked in nonprofits and as the Associate Dean of Student Services at the University of Chicago, as well as the Vice President for Community and External Affairs of the University of Chicago Medical Center. Michelle married Barack in 1992, and together they have 2 daughters. 30-year reunion coming up. Congratulations, Michelle and Barack. Obama campaigned for her husband's presidential bid throughout 2007 and 2008, delivering a keynote address at the 2008 Democratic National Convention right here in Colorado. She has subsequently delivered acclaimed speeches at the 2012, 2016, and 2020 conventions. As First Lady, Michelle served as a role model for women and worked as an advocate for poverty awareness, education, nutrition, physical activity, and healthy eating. She supported American designers and was considered a fashion icon. Oh, yeah, I remember she would walk into a room and would be arresting with her beauty and her stature and her grace. What an awesome, awesome icon to celebrate. After her husband's presidency, Obama's influence has remained high. In 2020, Michelle topped Gallup's poll of the most admired women in America for the 3rd year running. That is absolutely phenomenal. A little bit into the history of her, the Robinsons and the Shield family, they trace their roots to pre-Civil War African Americans in the American South. On her father's side, she is a descendant from the Gullah people of South Carolina's Low Country region. Her parental great-great-grandfather, Jim Robinson, was born into slavery in 1850 on Friendville Plantation near Georgetown, South Carolina. He became a freedman at age 15 after the war. Some of Obama's paternal family still reside in the Georgetown area. Her grandfather, Frazier Robinson Jr., built his own house in South Carolina. He and his wife, LaVon Nee Johnson, returned to the Low Country from Chicago after retirement. Among her maternal ancestors was her great-great-great-grandmother, Melvinia Dosey Shields, born into slavery in South Carolina, but sold to Henry Walsh Shields, who had a 200-acre farm in Clayton County, Georgia, near Atlanta. Melvinia's firstborn son, Adolphus T. Shields, was biracial and born into slavery around 1860. Based on DNA and other evidence, in 2012, researchers said his father was likely 20-year-old Charles Marion Shields, son of Melvinia's master. They may have had a continuing relationship, as she had 2 more mixed-race children and lived near Shields after emancipation, taking his surname. She later changed her surname. As was often the case, Malvinia did not talk to relatives about Dolphus' father. Dolphus Shields, with his wife, Alice, moved to Birmingham, Alabama after the Civil War. They were great-great-grandparents of Michelle Robinson, whose grandparents had moved to Chicago. Other of their children's lines migrated to Cleveland, Ohio, in the 20th century. All four of Robinson's grandparents had multiracial ancestors, reflecting the complex history of the U.S. Her extended family has said that people did not talk about the era of slavery when they were growing up. Her distant ancestry includes Irish, English, and Native American roots. Among her contemporary extended family is Rabbi Capers Fanai. Born in Georgetown, South Carolina, Fanai is the son of her grandfather, Robinson's sister, and her husband, and he is about 12 years older than Michelle. Fanai converted to Judaism after college. He is a paternal first cousin once removed. There is so much more information about this phenomenal woman. I received this information from Wikipedia. If you Google her name, Michelle Obama, and look under Wikipedia, you will find a plethora of information of Michelle's early life, her family, and what happened prior to and during the campaign trail. There are photographs and timelines of this beautiful, iconic, admirable, Black American woman. So check it out. Now, I saw a post online on Facebook that one of my cousins had shared, which I thought was amazing. It was in a schoolroom, and although I don't have it open before me, there was the entire door to a classroom that was covered, and the teacher had written, "We did not come to America as slaves. We were kings, queens, architects, authors, historians, artists, singers, musicians, engineers, teachers, mothers, sons, fathers, daughters, who were taken to America and sold into slavery." I thought that was powerful because a lot of people entertain the fallacy that slaves were simply always slaves. The individuals on the African continents were as diverse, intelligent, and civilized as any other ethnicity that graced the earth during that time. Were there slaves in Africa? Yes. Was everyone that was brought to America a slave? Absolutely not. Our circumstances drastically changed when we were brought to America. So this will end this Black History Moment on Symphony of Sound. Just as the Word of God uplifts and speaks the word of truth, so shall the information that I share with you on Symphony of Sound. Now, I'd like to present There's Freedom in its entirety.
There's freedom in what we say, freedom when we work, live, and pray. But if there's freedom, why do our sons live in fear? We need freedom to manifest in Black lives right here. There's freedom in Newsflash! Freedom lives in my DNA. But since living while being black causes our demise, we need freedom to manifest without compromise. You see my black skin, her brown skin, his yellow skin too, is as precious to us as yours is to you. And since I'm speaking my truth, we can't misconstrue. Hatred must cease, and that's in the gospel truth. There's freedom in what we say. Freedom lives in my DNA. But since living while being black is fraught with dismay, we need freedom, freedom in the USA. We thank you for making Juneteenth the federal holiday. That just scratches the surface. Please hear what I say. We need housing equity, diminished financial inequality, with a serious look at HR 40. There's freedom in what we say, and whom the sun sets free is freed in every way. For when we come together as the people for change, we'll move mountains and destroy the chains of impunity. There's freedom in what we say. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Freedom!
Thank you so much for listening to Symphony of Sound, where I blend God's word into the very rhythm of life. This is a listener-supported podcast, and I thank and appreciate every single one of you who have donated into this ministry. I'd like to share a message sent by one donor, and she states, "Linda, I love listening to you on Symphony of Sound. Your enthusiasm, desire to bless our Heavenly Father and glorify Him are uplifting to me. I love you and am grateful that you are in my life." Susan. Thank you so much for that, Susan. I love you as well, and I look forward to continuing lifting up the name of Jesus as I blend His word into the very rhythm of our everyday lives. God bless, and I will see you actually next month for First Sunday, the Inspired Creative Poetic Word. Please feel free to go to my website at www.lindacshaw.net. Click on the Symphony of Sound podcast tab. While there, if you would like to be interviewed about your business or your ministry, drop me a note so that we can schedule you in. I so enjoy lifting up and sharing the gifts of others. It blesses me, as I pray that it will bless you as well. See you next week.